Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh my gosh, I want to murk this dude. So a Florida dude was arrested for throwing a chihuahua off a balcony like a football, says the sheriff. He's going to pay the price for his crime. This sweet little puppy, this sweet little chihuahua, it's got a little broken leg, and thankfully he's alive, and he's got a little cone on, and he's being taken care of. God help me. Three-year-old chihuahua broke multiple bones. Lee County Sheriff's Office, they responded to Blue Pear Animal Hospital after a dog was admitted with serious injuries. The guy, they said it was dropped off by a man who said his friend threw the dog off the balcony. I'm glad that the other guy took the dog in to get treated. I'm glad that that happened. But Lee County detectives tracked down the dog's owner. He provided them with information that led them to the suspect, 30-year-old Dalton Souza. That's D-A-L-T-O-N-S-O-U-S-A, Dalton Souza, 37 years old, in Lee County, Florida. He was arrested Monday and charged with aggravated animal cruelty. Please, please, please put me in charge of punishments for criminals who hurt animals and children. Oh, I will not charge you a dime. I'll pay you to do it. I will pay you to let me do it. And then you can, yeah, we'll pay-per-view it. And then you can raise that money for like rehabilitation fees for the animals and the kids. Oh, because I am positive I can come up with some super inventive ways to pay back the people who do this. Oh my gosh, it brings me joy. In fact, please let me do this. Like that, whoever wins in November, just let me do that. Stay off, leave my guns alone, get rid of the IRS, and let me do this. I won't even take a salary. I'll pay you. So that guy's going to pay a serious price for that. I am not, are you serious? Okay, you guys know that I love like cryptid stories and things like that, right? This is like a Bigfoot in the swamp, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like
the Bargain Booger.
Yeah, their version of Bigfoot.
It's Florida's version of Bigfoot. They said that, I guess people are saying that they have seen the Bargain Booger in Putnam County, Florida. It's a Florida spin on Bigfoot. And they said that his name comes from Barden, the small rural town of like a few hundred people, and Booger, which is a slang term for a boogeyman. Okay, so apparently there are people reported seeing it. It is Florida Man that's reporting seeing this in the swamp somewhere. So I'm just saying, maybe, you know, I'll just take it, you know, I don't know if you want to take it totally seriously. But they actually have a mid-Florida Bigfoot research group that they founded to, like, track this thing down. So good luck with that. Look at them. Our partners over at Kel-Tec, the P15 is ideal. It is the most, it's like, honestly, this is one of my favorite concealed carry handguns out there. It is the smallest, lightest, thinnest, double stack 9mm that you can purchase. There are imitators, but there's only one original from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. 1.27 inches wide, 4-inch barrel, and you have two magazines. It comes with two mags. So you have the standard 15-round magazine that has a minimal pinky extension. And then, of course, you have your flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds, and that's if you want more concealability. Tritium and fiber optic front sight, you got a fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear. Striker fire reliability, smooth trigger pull. This is compact and ideal for concealed carry self-defense. Two versions. You got the polymer version and the metal version. I have both. I think that both serve a purpose. I mean, I like the metal version with the walnut wood, with the walnut grip, the little panels on it, as, you know, that's my going out concealed carry. Of course, I look at it, you know, I got my woman perspective. That's my going out 9mm. You got to check it out. It's from Kel-Tec, the P15. Innovation performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
What they have done to our country by allowing these millions and millions of people to come into our country, and look at what's happening to the towns all over the United States. And a lot of towns don't want to talk. It's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. And it's a
shame. I cannot
shame.
Stand Kamala Harris's like you know, 5'3" with an attitude, 5'3" with an attitude kind of whole demeanor there with her little podium. Because she's like pulling all these like faces on purpose to try to make him look ridiculous. That's not a ridiculous story. What should be said is, can you believe that's happening in the United States? Not, can you believe someone is factually like discussing what is happening in the United States? Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. That was a little bit of Porno for Pyro's Pets because I felt like it was appropriate to come into this segment with that 90s, late 90s tunage. Now, the Federalist, it's amazing what you can do when you can't actually do some journalisming, right? Journalisming. Yeah, that works. So they actually went and got police audio recordings of police calls where local residents were reporting in these illegal Haitian immigrants, like going and eating animals in the park. And one of them called in and said that there's a dude carrying 4 geese down the road. Like, we're on a trail, we're at the park. And the guy was like, I'm going to my orientation for my job today, and I see a group of Haitian people. There were about 4 of them, and they all had geese in their hands. There's audio recording of the call. But not just that, not just the audio recordings of the multiple police reports that the Federalist has up on their website on this thing called the internet. And this call was placed on August 26th. And that was before all of this became like a huge story. You got it?
I have it.
Oh, boy. Here we go. See, look, this is a real thing. Listen.
Clark County Communications.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got a question. This is a non-emergency line, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today. And I see a group of Haitian people. There was about 4 of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first 3 of the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last number was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma they took off on.
So this is just one call.
There was about 4 of them.
There are others. And then let's not forget the audio that we played the other day of the literal town hall that they convened specifically for this issue. I'll repeat myself. The literal town hall that they convened specifically for this issue. Where they had resident after resident, black and white and Asian, everybody coming up saying this is happening. There was the video. When did we play this, Kane? Was it Monday? Did we play the audio of the woman who called in about the cat eating in the driveway?
Yes, we did that. Yep.
Somebody was eating somebody's cat in the driveway. That's not something that was created by AI. It was a real, actual video of a police response.
Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it?
Literally, in somebody's driveway.
No, why'd you kill it? Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with me.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah,
she was.
Got the guy who said, yeah, they were going out and getting ducks. I mean, all of them. They had a bunch of other residents that testified that spoke at the town hall that they had, the commission meeting, because they were talking to their town's commission, where they said, one of them said, quote, They're rummaging through trash cans. They're breaking into buildings. Another one said that they had people in their front lawn. They said illegal immigrants from Haiti in their front lawn, cussing and screaming. And the resident said, I cannot have that on my property. Well, duh, nobody wants that on their property. So why are we pretending that these residents in Ohio don't exist? Why are we pretending that it was the guy named Noel. He said that at the public meeting that their neighborhood has become so safe that she wants out of the town. She says, I have men in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. She goes, look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. I don't understand what you expect of a citizen. Who's protecting us if we're protecting them? Who's protecting me? End quote. So this is happening. And did you see the dismissive, snotty way that Kamala Harris and ABC, how they were saying, oh, listen to this, audio soundbite 16. They tried to correct him. Listen.
America great again. Very simple phrase. Make America great again.
She's destroying this country. And if she becomes president, this country doesn't have a chance of success.
Comes in to try to correct
not only
him
success,
on the pet eating
we'll
story.
End up being Venezuela on steroids.
I just want to clarify here. You bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals.
Yes, ABC reached out to the Democrat city official. Not any residents, not the town hall. They reached out to a Democrat official, and the Democrat official shockingly was like, nope, didn't happen here. You mean to tell us, sir, that there wasn't an actual town hall where hundreds of people came forward and spoke about this? Nope, didn't happen. You mean to tell us that there's not audio recordings of people calling the police because this stuff is happening? Nope, didn't happen. You mean to tell me that there's not video of police responding to illegal immigrants trespassing on someone's property and somebody eating a cat in someone else's driveway? Nope, didn't happen. This isn't gaslighting. This is, I can't say what it is because I'll get fined. This is, that's insane. This isn't, and you know, it took the Federalist. The Federalist went out and they just did actual journalism. And ABC, they did the least. Let's call a Democrat. Hey, hello, Mr. Democrat, city officials. Is this happening? Nope, not happening. Nobody's eating no geese here. Okay, thanks. That's their big fact check. Can you believe that? Now, what gets me is they interrupted like this on a number of different issues to try to fact check. And David Muir is, I can't say what I think of him. I'll get fined. I'm going to be saying that a lot today. They didn't do any of this to Kamala at any particular point. None of this to her at any particular point. Like, for instance, when she had said, I think this is audio soundbite. We got a million cuts. For instance, audio soundbite 32. She tried to walk back, and I'm willing to play a butt ton of audio for you where she talked about banning guns and confiscating guns. If you're down for it, we'll play it for the rest of the hour. You just say the word. But she said this last night. And interestingly, ABC didn't intervene to fact check her. Listen.
This business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Nerf doesn't count. And first off, yes, she did. In fact, she tweeted it. She's tweeted it. I reposted her tweets where she talked about it. Bloomberg, Kamala Harris supports mandatory buyback of assault weapons. Kamala Harris says she supports mandatory buybacks. She gave an interview. There's tons of audio where she says, I want mandatory buybacks. We will ban, quote unquote, assault weapons. We will do all of that. So this idea that she never said any of this or that she never, I mean, who's the liar? She says she would enforce a mandatory gun buyback, which is confiscation. ABC, we have the audio. ABC did not interrupt and fact check her on this. They didn't interrupt and fact check her on this. They played it. You know, just go ahead and just drop it in there. Yeah. They didn't fact check any of this.
What would you do about the millions of specifically assault weapons right. that are already in circulation? What do you do about those?
Well, there are approximately 5 million, to your point, Craig. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way.
That's confiscation. Yep. She's wanting to ban guns and take them. What ABC did is they ran defense for her. At no point did David Muir or that Lindsay What's-Her-Face, I don't even know who that chick is, at no point did either of these moderators go, wait a minute, now you had this position and now you're telling us that you're 180 off of it. What changed? Why did you change your mind? That would have been an actual legitimate debate question, but they didn't do it. They hurried her on past it and they tried to get to the next thing. They did that all throughout the debate, over and over and over again. And I mean, I got to tell you, she went on emotion. And I mean, really no substance. He was focusing on policy, but of course he needed to not take the bait on this stuff. I mean, they also, it's interesting because there was also the issue with when they were talking about border czar. ABC at no point tried to get her to clarify what her position was, what her role is. So you left the debate last night, not knowing anything new about her job as border czar, which we said yesterday was actually greater. Her responsibilities were greater than that of a border czar. And that's it.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, it is hurricane season, and now you have Hurricane Francine nearing landfall. The National Guard's been deployed. A wind gust of 105 mile per hour clocked over the Gulf of Mexico. A preview of what's to come. It's supposed to make landfall tonight. So everybody stay safe out there. A Texas candidate hits a bong in a campaign ad. And Kane and I were very, at first we were like, is that Hunter Biden's lawyer? Remember, Texas Democrat Sally Duvall decides to try to be one of the cool kids. So she posts an ad on X saying it was high time for change. And nothing says change like a boomer smoking pot. And she's some lady running for the Texas House of Representatives and edgy. Blah, blah, blah. And I just don't even care.
So edgy.
So edgy. Much edgy. Mrr, Kali. I just cringe to death. Is it possible? Morrissey, who I like, says his whole life, you know Morrissey, right, this mess, my whole life has relied on free speech, and so he says, naturally, I'm gagged. And he's talking about one of his albums that was created back in May of 21 after everybody was coming out of lockdown, and it can't see the light of day because, you know, of the words may hurt people's feelings over there. So, and he says, I am gagged, and it's true, and he's correct. He's like becoming more and more like-minded. Interesting. U.S. inflation may actually soon undershoot the Fed's 2% target because of government overspending. That's, you know. And there goes my hero. Watch him as he hoes. Dave Grohl admits cheating on his wife of over 21 years and fathering a secret love child. His lovely wife, 21 years. He's got three daughters, and he apparently just fathered a secret baby girl. The 55-year-old singer made the shocking admission on a statement that was posted on Instagram on Tuesday. He said that he became the father of a new baby daughter born outside of his marriage. He plans to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I gotta be real.
One step ahead of Hunter.
Yeah, one step ahead, but I don't know. I'm gonna withhold my tongue, but. No, hell had no fury like a woman scorned. Stick with us.
Well, I will tell you, I agreed with President Biden's decision to pull out of Afghanistan. Four presidents said they would, and Joe Biden did.
Ooh, no, well, he didn't really. It was never an issue of if they were going to withdraw from Afghanistan. The question was always how they were going to withdraw from Afghanistan. And back when all of this was happening, when Trump was president, he wanted to do the same thing. And military council said, no, this is what's going to happen. You're going to leave a power vacuum. And if you look at the timeline, if you do it in spring, if you do it in fall, if you do it all, what's going to end up happening is this is the warring season. They literally have a warring season over there. And it's going to be just mass chaos. You cannot do it then. And you have to leave a residual force, which he did. He listened to the counsel of the military officials. He did. And then Kamala Harris and Joe Biden did not. They heard military advice and they disregarded it and did it their way so they could have the talking point. They wanted the talking point they have to say that they were the ones who withdrew from Afghanistan, cost 13 service members' lives. And that's a price they were willing to pay so they could have that talking point. But is it a price that the families were willing to pay? I mean, it's inexcusable. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you at the top of this third hour. Channel 347 DirecTV, where you can also watch the simulcast. The chat happens at Rumble. And, of course, you can find us at on Facebook as well and X. Coming up, Congressman Chip Roy will be joining us. We'll be talking about some of the debate and also the fight in the House over all of this. Because this has been, I'm telling you, it's pretty, it's something else. The debate last night, I think it was a wash. I think we ended up being the biggest losers in all of it. And I think that Kamala Harris knew how to push Trump's buttons and Trump let her to an extent. And she didn't expand upon any of her policies. She did not define who she was. She did not showcase anything really to anybody about her positions or how she did not succeed in separating herself from Biden. That was a goal that she needed to accomplish last night, and she didn't. And Biden or Trump did not end up, he did not destroy the media creation of Kamala Harris. And so it was a wash. She took the bait. She sacrificed talking about her. Well, she didn't have any policy, assuming that she did. She could have talked about that instead of trying to do all of this little petty stuff. It's just so dumb. All of it's so dumb. So, some interesting pieces last night. There's one I wanted to get because I did like some of his personality in some of it. He did the Quiet Please again, audio soundbite 29, because she kept interrupting him. Interesting how the mic was only situationally muted. Listen.
Please, I'll give you a minute here.
Putin would be sitting in Moscow and he wouldn't have lost 300,000 men and women, but he would have been sitting in Moscow. Quiet, please. He would have been sitting in Moscow much happier than he is right now. But eventually.
Well, he didn't invade when Trump was in office. So, yeah, it's kind of an important thing to point out in all of that. There were a number of issues that Harris was allowed to just run on. And without any kind of pushback, no anything on any of it. Although they interrupted Six Ways to Sunday to push back against Trump. They were trying to argue with him about, you know, the Ohio story with eating pets. They were trying to argue over fracking too. She came out. So audio soundbite 35. She came out. Harris said that she would not ban fracking. She literally is on video saying that she would ban fracking. So ABC didn't ask her about this. Listen.
My values have not changed, and I'm going to discuss every one of the, at least every point that you've made. But in particular, let's talk about fracking because we're here in Pennsylvania. I made that very clear in 2020. I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as Vice President of the United States. And in fact, I was the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which opened new leases for fracking. My position is that we have got to invest in diverse sources of energy so we reduce...
Which actually did ban. I mean, this is one of the things that she has flipped back and forth on. And you would not expect anyone in ABC to hold her to account on this. In fact, roll the tape. We got it. Go ahead and roll the tape. It's amazing that ABC didn't ask her about this. Because David Muir, they were not prepared. Listen.
Community are immense, yeah. From contaminated groundwater to poisonous emissions.
Yeah.
Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office, adding the United States to the list of countries who have banned this devastating practice?
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah.
There you go. She said that at a CNN town hall. Excuse me. She said that at a CNN town hall.
2020.
That's when she was. Yeah, that was one of the ones where they were getting into the primary in 2020.
And her soundbite from last night said, "I've been saying this since 2020. I'm for fracking." It's like, no, you.
That was exactly from 2020. Opposite. She was for fracking. ABC did not ask her, why did you change your position on fracking? They didn't ask her that. That would have been something that would have clarified the issue for a lot of voters out there. ABC failed in their due diligence. Their reporters weren't prepared. They were prepared to be activists, but they weren't prepared to be journalists. I don't think that either of them were smart enough or had the knowledge base, either of the moderators, to actually have asked her about that issue. Why did you, in 2020, during the primary, multiple times on video, say that you support banning fracking, that you would ban fracking as president, and now you're saying that you do not ban fracking, and you're also saying that you've never said that you would ban fracking, but yet here we have this video, roll tape. Here we have this video, roll tape. Tell us, Madam Vice President, what changed your mind? That's a question you would ask. If this was a real debate, which it wasn't, this was not a real debate. It was an activist forum. That's all it was. ABC. David Muir isn't a great journalist. And this Lindsay chick is not a great journalist. Neither of them are good anchors. They think that they have professional poker faces, but it looks kind of cringe. They act like Simpsons characters of what they think an anchor would look and sound like. They're not good. They did not moderate this debate well at all. Neither of them were prepared. If they were good journalists, they would have actually followed up with what I just asked. But they didn't. And Trump missed his opportunity to hit her like that. That's when you are the odd man out and you're in a hostile environment, you have to be prepared to do the job of the moderator by presenting that opposing information. The contradiction. You have to be prepared to do that. And so there were missed opportunities. The other instance with this, because we were talking about the abortion aspect, and they spent way too much time on abortion. But Tim Walz, he removed those protections. Democrats absolutely support it up until the moment of birth. That's not a red herring, and it's not false at all whatsoever. It is literally a position that is supported by countless Democrat lawmakers throughout the country. And for them to say that it's anything but is just a diversion from the actual claim. I mean, it really is. They also misrepresented medical emergencies and cases of incest as being unprotected or cases that are excluded from any kind of ban that focuses on recreational, using it as birth control, because those are protections offered by every state. So you're trying to scare women by lying to them, telling them that these are, and they account for fewer than 1% or less than 1% of all abortions, according to the Guttmacher Institute, which is Planned Parenthood's own far left think tank that did a study and does a study every few years where they tally all of this stuff up. It's literally it's all about recreational usage. And so when they were talking about it's less than 1%, she did the false thing about IVF, regardless of whether or not you agree with it. I mean, Trump has never said he was going to ban it. He's actually been in favor of it. And the late-term abortion on demand, that is what Democrats have been on record in supporting. And so they ran defense for her on that repeatedly. And they got her out. As soon as it got rough for her, they got her out of it. On fracking, there's so many issues thing with military, by the way, the military members. There was a point in the debate when Kamala Harris said, she said it twice, actually, military members hate you. Oh, we talk military, these military leaders, they hate you. Do you remember that weirdo list of like a handful of these military leaders that were trying to blame Trump for Afghanistan? And they got into it a little bit in the debate last night. And we were talking about this in the chat. One of the things that needs to be brought up is that she kept trying to hit him and said that he was the one who released the prisoners from the Taliban prisoners from the jails in Afghanistan, when actually that was the Afghan government. And that was not something that was subject to the Doha agreement. And speaking of the Doha agreement, the Taliban from day one never honored the Doha agreement. It was never actually in good standing at any time. And she tried to say that he was friendly with the Taliban because he invited them to Camp David. The invitation to Camp David was a pressure tactic because the Taliban were dragging their feet at even accepting negotiations for the Doha agreement in the first place. So it was a bully move. And Kamala Harris, who is a woman out of her depth, she does not understand negotiations. She doesn't know what it means to get up and debate with the big boys, missed this entirely. I was embarrassed for her as a woman watching her trying to navigate that topic. I about damn near cringed to death. Do you know how frustrating it is for women to watch somebody who is so unintelligent and so unaccomplished be up on that stage attempting cosplaying as an avatar for all women? You know, ladies, I hope that if we ever take our shot, we send up a Margaret Thatcher and not these god-awful excuses for empowered women. It's embarrassing.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.